Hi, this is Mike, a simple man who hopes that something you hear me say today will touch your heart and stir your soul. As we approach yet another sorrowful anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade, I'm reminded of an experience I had 2 years ago when I joined more than 100 other individuals in Syracuse, New York, at the annual March for Life. It was cold. An insignificant inconvenience in comparison to the innocent ones in our community and throughout this nation and world who have lost their lives at the hands of an abortionist. We prayed that our physical witness there on that day would be a source of consolation to them and encouragement for more Catholics to become engaged in this essential battle to protect and save lives. I stood in the back of the group as it assembled after the march to hear the words of local pro-life leaders that included, among others, a mother of eight, the local coordinators of 40 Days for Life, and at that time, this area's stridently pro-life and courageous congresswoman. Thank God for these people among us. We must pray for these women and for all who sacrifice and suffer much in their efforts to protect and save lives. As inspiring and encouraging were the words of these women, and of the prayers offered there on that occasion, it was the silent homily that occurred right in front of me, but behind and outside the view of the assembled crowd, that most touched my heart and left me filled with hope. Two little girls, about 4 and 6 years of age, built a snow canvas on a nearby tree trunk. Both carefully and meticulously packed the snow as tightly as their little hands would allow them. Then, with just as much attention and care, one of the girls carved out the image of a cross. She went back and repacked the snow around the now created cross to make sure the image would remain on this tree. She left, but returned seconds later to get another look at her handiwork. After a brief pause, she waved goodbye to the image she had created and left the area with her family. What prompted such a young child to create such a powerful image? Only God knows, but I would like to think the Holy Spirit used this little angel to remind us older folk of these immutable truths. First, the price Jesus paid for our sins. Secondly, the suffering each of us will experience and hopefully learn to embrace in this lifetime. Thirdly, the promise of God's forgiveness for those who seek it. And finally, the gift of eternal life for those who come to love and serve Him. With little angels like the ones I saw that day, success in the battle to defend the dignity of all human life must be closer than we think. For this we pray. Thank you. God bless you, my friends. Saint Dominic, pray for us. Saint Catherine of Siena, pray for us. Saint Mary Magdalene, pray for us.